I'm Ruth Hay, and I'm a family mediator based in Rutland, and I'm also a parenting coordinator as well.
And tell us about Family Mediation Week, which I guess is an opportunity for people to find out more about how the process works.
Yes, Family Mediation Week is our opportunity to kind of raise awareness for the public as to how we can help them if they are in separation, if they're divorcing, if they've got issues with their child arrangements. It's about learning what we can do and help and the support that we can offer them.
And you recommend always going to someone who does this to do an assessment?
Absolutely. I think when you're in the process of divorcing or separating or you've got difficulties, you don't really know all of those options that are open to you. So within the mediation process, there's something called a MIAM, which is a Mediation Information Assessment Meeting, bit of a mouthful. And within that, the mediator talks to you about your situation, what's happening for you, where you are emotionally in the cycle of your separation. And they are able then as an overview to see what might be the best place for you to go. They can signpost you to other services. They may be things like solicitors. It may be things like emotional support. It could be looking at benefits for DWP. It could be all sorts of things. But the mediator is able to see where you are in your journey to see what you might need at that point in time. And yes, obviously mediation is part of that, saying, would it be beneficial for you to come in with the other party and try and mediate the difficulties that you've got.
And it is a chargeable service, but it is designed to keep people out of just basically battling in the courts.
Yes, it is. It is chargeable, yes. It is trying to keep people out of court, but there is also funding available. Depending on your income and your assets, you may be entitled to mediation under legal aid. If you are, then your mediation service is free. You don't pay for it. Not all services do legal aid, but we can certainly signpost people to a legal aid service. Currently, we have the benefit of a Ministry of Justice voucher scheme who are contributing £500 to each mediation case that has a child element in it. This has been running since 2021. We know it will continue till the spring of this year at least, and we're hoping that it will go beyond that. But funding is available, and that mediator can also signpost you to some of that funding as well.
And in terms of people who are listening to this, you've got a series of webinars. You would recommend people looking at those and seeing if there's something that kind of works for them, for their situation?
Yes, certainly. If you go onto the Family Mediation Council website, and I think on the Rutland and Stamford events page, they're listed there too, there's a whole list of free seminars that you can go on to. There'll be things like communication, how you communicate, how you improve that. That is being presented by myself on the 17th of January, I think at 5 o'clock. Just sign up, come along, see what you can learn. There are things about divorcing. There are things about how that process works, what mediation can do for you, you know, how mediation can help, but also how other things can help as well, things like divorce coaches, etc. All free, sign up, come along. If you're not able to make it on the day, they will also be available on the website, post all of the presentations, so you can pick them up a week, 2 weeks later.
And the process, whatever stage you're at, is about communication with your partner, with other people in your situation.
Yes, mediation is there in a way to be able to help you to have a conversation about those difficult things. Everybody knows that when you're in these situations, it's highly emotive. Everybody's kind of upset. They've all got their own perspective on things. So the mediator is that impartial voice that sits there and says, right, okay, how do we help you to resolve this? There could be just communication issues. Maybe one person's talking a different language to the other person, who knows? But we can help to try and bridge some of those things. Maybe there's been a misunderstanding about something. Maybe there's something to do with how you want your children maybe, you know, brought up and disciplined, or, you know, the morals you want them to have. The things you would have discussed as a united family have probably become more difficult because you're separated. So try and have some conversation on it, have some dialogue on it with support. And that's really what we're trying to do, is support people who are in difficult situations to have a conversation to see if a resolution can be met.
And all this, however long you spend on it, however much you spend on it, that all helps.
Yes, I would say it does. Some cases don't come into mediation. Some cases will go into court. Mediation's more time effective. It's more cost effective. And it tends to be less litigious, and you aren't deteriorating the relationship any further, hopefully. There's a long procrastination in court. Court dates are very, very long. And you are against each other. You are working against each other. What we're trying to do is help you work together on situations, whether that be child, finances, whatever it is, but try and work together on it. Save yourself time and money.
And the mediation waiting time, what's that like typically?
Services vary, but if somebody rings up for an initial MIAM assessment, you're probably looking within at least a week to 10 days. Once both assessments are done, hopefully we'd be able to start mediation within, again, 10 to 14 days from there. So you're not talking about long lead times.
And what's the best place for people to find out? I mean, I guess we've touched on it really, that Family Mediation Week website.
Yeah, if you go onto the Family Mediation Council, you'll be able to find by your postcode your local mediator. Obviously, anybody can contact me, and they can contact me at our website, which is www.divorcemediationresolution.co.uk. I'm quite happy to answer any questions that anybody might have about the process, the fees, etc., and signpost them to someone else if it's not me that can help them.
And just to leave people, I suppose, with a lasting thought about this whole thing, because New Year is a time when people are taking stock. They're taking stock of their relationships, of their future. This, I suppose, is a time when more people are considering this and how you might be able to help them.
I think sometimes just going through it with somebody who you're not close to, who's not affected by it. It's very easy to talk to family and to talk to friends, but unfortunately they have their own kind of things they're dealing with. You could be triggering things for them. Our family are affected by the decisions we make. You know, look at children for argument's sake. If I decide I'm going to leave my husband or my wife or my partner, is my mother still going to see her grandchildren as much as she would have done? You know, is my father going to see his grandchildren as much? That's really emotive. So their balance on the advice they may give you is very different than a mediator. A mediator is going to give you lots of information and lots of things to think about. The decisions are yours, they're not ours. So again, if you're in a situation and you're struggling with it, talk to someone else about it. And yeah, a mediator is probably a good place to start.
Ruth Hay, thank you very much for joining us on Rutland and Stanford Sound.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.